Well, top of the morning to you. It is March 31st. Can't believe it. The first quarter is ending today. How did that happen? I swear we just blinked and it was the new year. A couple quick things. Two logistical things that are very important. Remember, today is the last day to get the Vivint promotion. Buy one camera, get one camera free, get a free month of monitoring, and the IBO gets an iPad. Last day. Second thing is, this is the last day of 20% off the annual plan for ID Seal. The code is automatically populating today onto the website once you get to the checkout page. So if you don't remember it, it is on the website, but when you get through and there's the part where you put your credit card in, before you hit the button, you will see that the price drops down. That applies to the annual plan for both Platinum and Platinum Plus. And then on a personal note, we all love and treasure and cherish the amazing Donna Perkins, Regional Vice President out of Ohio. And she is having a procedure done today. So if you could lift her up in prayer for a smooth and speedy process to go through her procedure and recover quickly. We all love her and she means the world to us. So please say a little prayer today, or even a big one. Say a prayer for Donna Perkins today to have great health in her process. With that, I am going to talk to you today about what we do. What does APN do? Well, we provide an opportunity for people to make money. We provide an opportunity for people to save money. We provide an opportunity for people to be self-employed and have their own career long-term. We provide an opportunity just to have a little side hustle, if that's what you want. We provide a lot of things. What do we sell? Some people will say we sell gas. Some people say we sell electricity. We sell identity protection, home security, credit card processing, cell phones, TV, internet, yada, 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 yada. We sell a lot of those things. What else do we do? Well, I can keep giving you a list of all the logical and practical and correct and real things that we are able to provide by being part of this company. But it's not really what we do. What we do is we provide something that is unfortunately an incredibly rare commodity for people right now, and that is hope. And I mean that, and I want you to let that sink in for a minute. We provide hope. Now, this is not a world that is really abundant in hope when you look around at what you're exposed to in terms of the media, conversations, the economy, culture, et cetera. Of course, there is a horrible war going on right now that is heartbreaking. It's hard to believe in this day and age that some of the things that are going on are even going on. And the economy is something special right now. Depending on where you live, I have talked to a couple friends out in California, and the price of gas is around $7.95 or 99 cents. Just hovering from a cent or two from being $8 a gallon. How the heck does someone who has an average job or even somebody who might be on minimum wage afford $8 a gallon? Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? Holy smokes. I can't believe the amount of money that we're spending for three of us. And of course, healthcare is through the roof. So when you look at the war and you look at the economy, not a ton of great stuff going on. So sometimes you try to escape from it. And then what are you going to do? Watch the Oscars? Good God. They can't even have the Oscars and have things be normal anymore. Everybody's lost their daggone mind. So when you look around, where is one place that provides hope, optimism, unlimited opportunity? We do. That's really what we provide. See, people can come to us and they can see an opportunity to have a financial breakthrough. People have hope about their money. And it's whatever you want. You know, I just need a little extra because, you know, the gas station's killing me. Or I need a little extra because, you know, my kid plays sports. Or I need a little extra to put my kid through college. Or I've got this credit card that I'm never going to be able to pay down. Or student loans that are stifling me. But if they have a regular job, they don't really have financial hope. Because if you have a regular job, unless you're self-employed, you know, if you're in real estate or something else where you really work for yourself, but if you have a regular job, then even if your job's amazing and you bounce out of bed and you love it and you go to work every day, they're going to tell you how much money you get to make. And that's the end of the story. It's not like they're going to walk in and say, we were just wondering, would you like to make more money? Would you like an extra $1,000 this month? Would that help you out a little bit? Like, that doesn't happen. They tell you exactly what you're going to make, exactly when you're going to go, and it can be fine, but is there hope for a financial breakthrough? Zero. Absolutely zero. And if you are in something where you work for yourself, then you do have the chance to be in an industry where you can determine your own income. But all the things that are going on right now impact all of that. So, you know, I was talking to a real estate agent the other day, and she said that she took her poor client. The real estate market is nuts. If you're the one selling the house, it's fabulous. She took her client to yet another house, and her client put in another offer trying to buy a home. The home was $400,000. Her client offered $500,000, waived inspection, and said the current owner could live there for free for 2 months. And they still didn't get it because the market is so vicious right now. It's really, really difficult to buy a home, even if you're willing to overpay and go to extremes. So when people are looking at what's happening right now, where do they go for hope? Well, there is one place you can always go for hope outside of ACN, and that would be going to God. That always works. Whether you go to church, you go to synagogue, whatever kind of institution you go to, or whether you don't go to an institution at all, but you have faith. That is the primary place in life to go. But to change your actual circumstances, to live a little bit better, where do you go for that? Well, clearly we provide a lot of hope for people with finances, because any given week, they can say, I need 200 more bucks or 400 bucks or whatever. And all I got to do is go get some services. The math is what the math is, and the computer pays it. There's no error. There's no politics. There's no favoritism. There's no nonsense here. You do it, and it goes in your direct deposit. If you want to go ahead and make long-term income, you just keep on doing that. You get the bonuses, and it's going to feed your residual income. We got that hard handled. But guess what else we have? We have camaraderie. We have an environment where you can have not only friends all over the place that you would have never met, but you can learn from other people. You can connect with other people. You can be in a position where you have a place that you call your second family. And honestly, that doesn't happen at work a whole lot either. So ironic. I was in the grocery store like a week or two ago, and I was checking out, and I heard someone call my name. And it was one of the lawyers I worked with when I was practicing law back in the 90s, and she stopped, and I thought, oh, my God, I can't imagine still doing that. Because when I went to that law firm, there was this thick, heavy weight in the air, and it was just stress. You can feel stress when you go into an office. And if you go into an office that's stress-free, there's always somebody who gets on somebody's nerves or somebody who gossips about someone or someone who's overpaid or someone who gets away with murder. Like, there's all that crap that goes on in an office. But not with us. You come here, everybody wants everybody to win. See, if you make more money than the person next to you, they're inspired for you by you, and you're giving them, guess what? Hope. They're not mad. There's not a scarcity. There's no, oh, you got this, and now I'm never going to get a raise. None of that stuff goes at all. People will cheer for you. You get on a Sunday night Zoom, someone gets promoted, and you can see the excitement in everyone's face. People are like, oh, can I have their phone number? Oh, I'm going to connect with them on Facebook. I want to congratulate them. Where do you see the environment, the possibility, and the hope that we provide? I was on a Zoom last night, and there were people in the team from Arizona, from Massachusetts, from New Jersey, from Ohio, like all over the place. And they're all legit friends, and they all care about each other. And they're all trying to push each other to have whatever it is they want in life, to succeed, to grow, to speak, to maybe learn to do a mojo call, to turn around and get a bonus, to get that next promotion. This environment is gold. And so is the income opportunity as well. Everything we have is gold. And here's what I want to share with you. You can get wrapped up in all the great things that we offer, and they are great. the services, the bonuses, this and that. But at the end of the day, most people who are around you lack hope. They have either resignation that they're not going to get past where they are, or they have just kind of accepted and plateaued in life. They're not getting up in the morning going, holy smokes, I have the opportunity of a lifetime. I can grow a business. I can become wealthy if I want to. I have people who are going to cheer me on every day. That doesn't exist. And if most people, not everybody, there are people who are blessed to have all that in life, but they're few and far between. So if most people are going through life like that, and you are walking by them, and you are not saying anything to them because you're not motivated, or you're worried about what they're going to think, or you'll do it tomorrow, or they might not want to join you, or you're scared of rejection, or whatever the reason is, you are just walking by and robbing them of hope because they don't know where to find it. So as I'm talking to you this morning, it is an incredibly gray and overcast day. And it would be like walking past everybody and you have a little button you can push that would put a big rainbow right over top of their head. And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'll just let them sit there in the grayness of what their life looks like. So on this very, very, very last day of the month and of the first quarter, who will you bless with hope? Call somebody and don't talk to them about the services. Don't talk to them. You know what? Why don't you do something different and talk to them about the hope, the excitement, and the dreams that are in your life right now because you connected with some extraordinary people that are trying to help you change your life. Just try it for giggles. See if somebody would respond to a conversation like that. Just share how passionate you are. Don't drop the whole ACN story and this and that. Just say, I was looking for something. I met some people. And I'm in such an incredible place right now because I have people who want to help me win. I have people who are teaching me to make money, helping me succeed. And I just want you to see what's out there. Just try it for fun. If you speak from your heart, you will always move people. If you speak from facts, some you win, some you lose. Because as they always say, facts tell, but stories sell. And passion moves people. So I hope today this has given you a glimmer of hope and you finish out this day strong and this quarter strong. Don't forget, it is Thursday. So tonight at 9 o'clock, there is also an opportunity webinar done by Regional Director Karen Carey. And of course, if you joined us a minute or two late, please lift up our amazing, fantastic hope warrior, Regional Vice President Donna Perkins, who is having a procedure done today. Lift her up in prayer so she has a smooth process and a speedy and fantastic recovery. Love to all of you. Happy first quarter. Have an outstanding day.